Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Way Memorial Community Health Manager. So I'm very excited for this week. It is National Nurses Week, May 6th through the 12th. And for the beginning of the show, I have a special guest. I have some of the nurse managers at Way Memorial Hospital sending you a special greeting.
Happy Nurses Week from all of us to all of you.
Thank you so much, ladies. And so on today's show, my guest is Chandra Roberts. She is our Director of Patient Care Services. So Chandra, first of all, I want to congratulate you on your new position, right? Because you started this on January 1, 2022.
Yes. Thank you.
So share with our audience, how long have you been at Way Memorial Hospital?
Well, I've been a nurse for 22 years. I started my career here in 2000, left for a while to explore some other areas up in New England, and came back about 16 years ago. So 22 years for me, but in combination, those ladies that you just heard from, all of us have a combined 180 years of experience behind us.
So I'm so glad you said that, because I was wondering, 180 years. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And I think that is so incredible for our listeners and our community to know the experience our nurses here at Way Memorial Hospital has, because experience, work ethics, longevity means so much in nursing nowadays. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
So as a nurse, what kind of skills and knowledge would you need to have?
Sure. So skills are, the first thing is you want to be a person who likes to take care of people. Have to be a people person to be a nurse, absolutely. And then as far as the schooling preparation for it, there are all kinds of programs available, from LPN programs to associate degree programs and even bachelor's programs, and then further above, the nursing master's programs as well. So there's quite a wide variety, and that's kind of the nice thing about nursing, is you can start in one area and explore your options, and you can always find a place to move around when you need to gain more experience or more knowledge, or you just kind of get bored and want to try out a different type of nursing. So there's home care nursing and home health nursing and acute care and long-term care and nursing case management. So all kinds of opportunities in the nursing field.
Right, and I've seen that here at Way Memorial Hospital. Many individuals that actually did not start in nursing, but maybe in dietary or, in registration, and then found that love for nursing and moved up, went further on in schooling. Even the students we have here, isn't it amazing to see them grow and learn?
Absolutely. We entertain a lot of students, a lot of clinical groups from local nursing schools. Even though we're a small hospital, we have a lot of opportunities to help people learn how to be a great nurse or a healthcare worker of any type. So we really embrace the opportunity to give those experiences to students who are in local nursing schools, and then also embrace the opportunity to allow our own staff to learn and grow and expand opportunities here under our roof.
Right. So, as a nurse or in the nursing field, what are some of the biggest challenges right now or in the past or in the future that you see?
Some of the biggest challenges now are, we are coming off of, a pretty severe pandemic. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 years have been a huge challenge in itself. But challenges going forward, we see people getting sicker, but yet financially, having to be frugal about how we take care of people, giving them the best care possible to help them get better, but yet financially savvy as well. So that's a challenge with the insurance industry, and all of that has to play in it.
Right, because for example, someone that you would maybe like to stay here longer maybe cannot because of insurance purposes. But I do want to note that we would never, ever send someone home that wasn't ready to go home.
Correct.
Isn't that correct?
Right.
And that's something that your nurses and the team here at Wayne Memorial Hospital help work with insurance companies for those issues, right?
Right.
Which is so important.
Yep. And, you know, there are many hospitals, and we've actually been doing some research into a program called Hospital at Home, where people could choose or have the opportunity to stay in their homes and be monitored and visited by healthcare workers every day to help take care of them in their home instead of coming into the hospital. So this is something that may come to fruition for us in the future, and I think that's something exciting as well, because a lot of people would prefer to stay home and let their families help take care of them too.
Right. I mean, and even, you know, some of the things that the pandemic brought about was more telehealth. Correct. I mean, us as Wayne Memorial Hospital, we have been advanced in that, in telehealth with physician specialties within our ED, within our hospital. For example, our neonatal program with telehealth, you know, stroke and things like that. But, you know, with nursing, I know the Wayne Memorial Community Health Center has their nurse that actually goes into the patient's home that may not be able to go into a physician offices and does the appointment there. And so when you're talking about at-home hospital, it's something very similar, right?
Yes.
That we send our nurses there to care for that person in the home. And who knows where the future is going to hold for nursing. So Wayne Memorial Hospital is doing a campaign for nurses, right? Recruitment and retention.
Absolutely. It's huge. We've increased our rates for nurses. We've increased our sign-on bonuses for nurses and across the board for a lot of hospital employees. So,
right.
Yes.
Because, you know, people look at Wayne County as a small community hospital, but we hold so much value for our community. We know how important our staff is, our employees are, to keep them, and then to bring people on board. And so, like you said, with salaries, especially with nursing, we are being competitive out there, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Which is so important. What do you find the most rewarding about your job?
About my job?
Or being a nurse overall. I mean, because you wear many, many hats, you know, Wayne Memorial, but also at home with your family.
So the most rewarding thing about being a nurse is just being there to be with someone when you have the opportunity to make their day in some way, whether it might be just, you know, a quick visit with them to say, how are you feeling? Sometimes someone just needs to chat and they need a listener. They're some of my most favorable moments with patients, is just to kind of sit and listen, and sometimes they just need to have that listener there. Another rewarding part of my job is to see all of the good things that Wayne Memorial does. Everything, all of our involvement in the community. Of course, you know, I'm a Wayne County resident, lifetime resident, so it's important to me that our hospital is, and our nursing department is, providing for our community. And I hear feedback on that every single day, and that makes me happy. Couldn't make me more proud to know that our staff are doing a great job with our people.
Right. And I think, again, that's something that is so important for both you and I. I mean, I've been a Wayne County resident for over 30 years now, so I feel like, you know, this is my home. I'm not going anywhere. And I've worked at Wayne Memorial for 29 of those 30 years. And I truly believe that we have grown so much for our community, and we really provide the services that we need here. And nursing is, you know, majority of the hospital, you know, more than probably 50% of our employees are nurses or some level of nursing care.
Right. Yeah, we have about 400 nursing department employees that we'll be rewarding this week. So that's exciting.
Right. And there are some programs that you are doing here or have done, like for LPNs or CNAs. So can you just talk about, like, if someone wants to get some experience in nursing, how could they go about doing that?
Sure. So I was the former nurse educator for quite a few years, and we developed a program that we brought in people who had interest in working as nursing assistants, and we provided on-the-job training. We still provide that training. We do not require nursing assistants to have a certification in order to come on board here. There is an extra stipend for it, which is nice, but we don't require it. We are looking into developing a certification program here in the near future. but it's not required. That's a stepping stone, and I have to say, way back in 1996, that's how I started at Wayne Memorial Hospital as well. I came in as a new nursing assistant, I received on-the-job training, and then I had an opportunity to work here every summer while I was in nursing school. So it kind of put me 10 steps ahead of the rest in my nursing program, and likewise, we've continued to carry this on since then. So that's a really important step. Through our human resources department, there are other opportunities available to get some assistance with schooling. We recently advertised an LPN program that we're willing to help with financial assistance ahead of time. So anybody interested in that, I would recommend to call human resources to inquire about those programs that we offer with our local nursing schools as well.
Right. And, you know, you can always check out our website at WMH.org. For opportunities on employment. You can fill out an application, or our human resource office is located right across from the hospital, and someone's usually there from 9 to 5, and they could all call or walk across, right?
And those educational opportunities are not limited to nursing and nursing assistants. They're also available for all other disciplines, or several other disciplines here in the hospital. You know, the opportunities in the lab for medical technicians, and other areas that are involved in patient care.
Right, and that's the thing is, you know, yes, it's Happy Nurses Week here at Wayne Memorial, but there are many, many opportunities here and always room for advancement here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when someone comes to Wayne Memorial, they may come for outpatient services, maybe a same-day procedure, or maybe they need to be admitted. They'll always come in contact with the nurse, correct?
Almost always.
So what are some things that, like, maybe a nurse's aide would do versus an RN?
So the nursing assistants are involved in direct patient care, where they help people with getting out of bed. They might help them go to the bathroom or brush their teeth. They help them with their meal trays, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Where the nurses are assessing patients every shift, every day. The nurses are giving medications, maybe changing dressings on people, communication with the physicians and families and care team regarding what's the discharge plan for that mm-hmm. patient as well. So there's some of the things nursing assistants and nurses do.
Right. And again, you know, it's a team approach. You're always communicating with each other, talking with each other. And so that's maybe one skill that someone may need to have is good communication, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And again, you know, here at Wayne Memorial Hospital, you provide the training for individuals. You know, other nurses work with new nurses that may be coming on board.
We have a great internship opportunity that we offer for new nurses coming out of school, especially in light of COVID in the last 2 years. We're finding that the nursing schools had some limited clinical experiences for their students, which is unfortunate, because they haven't had the level of exposure maybe to mm-hmm. patient care coming out of nursing school. So we've had this program underway for many years, and we're anticipating stepping it up just a notch, because we know that nursing students that come out now as new graduate nurses are going to need a lot of support and a little extra time to get incorporated into the patient care realm.
Right, which is, again, I have a smile on my face. You can't see that, because, again, it's just one other thing that Wayne Memorial Hospital does to prepare their employees to be the best they can, to realize the need out there. Because of the pandemic, so many things have been affected by the pandemic. And so thank you. Thank you to you. Thank you to the team. Thank you to administration, all the nurses here at Wayne Memorial Hospital for, you know, staying on top of everything, because I'm proud to be a Wayne Memorial Hospital employee, and I'm so excited that you were able to join me today on the show.
Great. Thanks so much.
So you're welcome. And again, this is Carol Knier. I had Chandra Roberts, who is our Director of Patient Care Services here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. If you want to learn more information, you can visit our website at WMH.org, or you can give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for joining me, and have a great day.